Breaking Biden Author: All the Ways Joe Biden Has Harmed Israel. By Alexander Marlowe on October 18, 2023. It is impossible to overstate just how terrible Joe Biden's foreign policy has been over his 50-year career in politics. I dedicate a substantial portion of my New York Times best-selling book, Breaking Biden, to exactly that. However, much of his most disastrous decisions have been undersold to the public, ignored by our media, forgotten, or some combination thereof. He has been a horrendous ally to Israel, the world's lone Jewish state, a beacon of democracy and freedom in a region of the world known for anything but. Though Joe Biden appears to be making an effort today, he is decades late to this battle. Not to mention, he is doing the absolute bare minimum to correct anti-Semitic forces around the world like the New York Times, Justin Trudeau, Rashida Tlaib, and others who falsely blame the Gaza hospital blast from last night on the Jews. Lies like these, when allowed to percolate like this one was, are toxic. They further inflame tensions, set back negotiations, and lead to more violence. Instead of forcefully pushing back on the fake news, which would lead to more calm, Biden was meek, as usual. Here are some of the key lowlights from his career, in no particular order. Trying to revive the Iran nuclear deal, JCPOA. He has spent most of his first term trying to revive the disastrous Iran nuclear deal, over the objections of allies Saudi Arabia and Israel. This deal was not particularly popular when it was codified in 2015 and probably only took effect because the Washington political establishment wanted to give Obama/Biden a win. Since becoming president, Biden has allowed Iran to make progress toward becoming a nuclear power. The UN nuclear watchdog found earlier this year that Iran has enriched uranium to near weapons grade. Iran wants to wipe Israel off the map, and Biden is helping it make progress toward nuclear weapons. Full stop. Funding the funders of terrorism. Joe Biden restored funding to Iran and Palestinian organization that had been frozen by President Trump due to objections that the funding could easily be diverted to terrorism. Since Hamas's terror attacks on October 7 that killed 1,400, that number will go up, there are near 200 hostages at the time of this writing. Biden has refused to freeze $6 billion that the United States had recently unfrozen in a hostage deal but has yet to reach Iran. And as we all know, money is fungible, that money will end up supporting terrorism. Recall that the Obama/Biden administration also airlifted Iranians $400 million in cash, delivered on cargo pallet, as part of a $1.7 billion payment. As I noted in a piece arguing that Joe Biden doesn't care about national security, who sends pallets of cash to people who want the United States and Israel wiped off the map? Barack Obama and Joe Biden, apparently. Staffing the Pentagon with fake experts who are compromised by Iran. Speaking of the pallets of cash, the journalist who broke that explosive story, Jay Solomon, is hot on what is shaping up to be another bombshell. Biden's Iran envoy, Robert Malley, who was previously the chief negotiator for the 2015 Iran nuclear deal, had his security clearance suspended for allegedly mishandling classified information. The FBI is now investigating Malley over his handling of state secrets. A recently uncovered cache of emails revealed that several top aides to Malley, including one now working in the Pentagon, were compromised by an Iranian influence operation dating back to 2014. This is the least well-known but most fascinating entry on this list. Bungling the Afghanistan withdrawal. Iran began planning the attack on Israel only after the U.S. withdrew from Afghanistan. Not only did the catastrophe seemingly embolden Iran, it potentially armed terrorists who attacked Israel. Reports claim that abandoned U.S. weapons have ended up in the hands of Hamas. I document all of the weapons and vehicles we left behind, over $7 billion worth, in Breaking Biden. They immediately ended up on the black market where terrorists could buy them. Alienating Saudi Arabia. Biden played up concerns about Saudi Arabia's human rights record, likely to appease his Jamal Khashoggi-obsessed base, while trying to embrace the barbarous Iranian regime. Biden delayed progress toward an historic peace deal between the Arab state and Israel, buying precious time for Iran and Hamas. Snubbing Netanyahu. After Benjamin Netanyahu became Israel's prime minister in last year, Biden spent months snubbing Israel's duly elected government, all in the name of democracy, of course. Taking 3 days to condemn Hamas. Hamas committed the worst attack on Jews since the Holocaust. And it took the American president 3 full days to condemn Hamas. He did have time in the interim to host a barbecue at the White House with a live band. This is unbecoming behavior for the leader of the free world. Pushing for a U.S. consulate for Palestinians in Jerusalem, not Ramallah. The Biden administration announced it would illegally open a consulate for Palestinians in Jerusalem. Biden eventually backed off the decision amidst backlash from Israel and concerns about international law, moving to defund Israeli academic institutions in West Bank. Biden moved to reverse a decision by Trump to allow federal funding to go to Israeli academic institutions in the West Bank. Rejoining anti-Israel UN organizations like UNESCO and the UN Human Rights Council. Biden returned the United States to UNESCO, which claims Israel illegally occupies parts of Jerusalem. He also rejoined the UN Human Rights Council, which recently held a moment of silence for the deaths of those in Palestinian territory without mentioning the attacks on innocent Israelis. As Biden traveled to Israel on Air Force One on a solidarity visit to Israel, First Lady Jill Biden hosted a celebration at the White House marking the U.S. return to the anti-Israel UNESCO. The United Nations is perhaps best known for its feckless and anti-Israel resolutions. A recent one declared the country's founding a catastrophe. Naturally for Joe Biden, he has engaged with it more than his pro-Israel predecessor. Telling Israel that only 0 casualties were acceptable in a war against terrorists. As he flew to Israel in the wake of the devastating Hamas terror attacks, Biden's aide John Kirby told reporters that 0 civilian casualties were acceptable. An impossible goal in any war, let alone one in which terrorists hide among civilians. He also promised Biden would ask tough questions of Netanyahu. Despite promises just a few days before to back Israel fully, and despite the lofty purpose of the trip. When a reporter asked Kirby if the Biden White House gave Israel the benefit of the doubt when it said it had nothing to do with the aforementioned explosion that killed civilians at a Gaza hospital, despite detailed evidence pointing to a rocket misfired by Palestinian Islamic Jihad, Kirby dodged the question. The appointing of Jack Lew as UN ambassador. Lew, the former Treasury Secretary, has defended Obama administration policies that were hostile toward Israel. He defended the JCPOA, and he defended Obama's decision not to veto a UN Security Council resolution condemning Israeli settlements, according to the Times of Israel. More recently, Lew criticized then-President Donald Trump's decision to move the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem, a decision that led to the Abraham Accords, my colleague Joel Polak wrote last month. Lew is not the man for the moment. And neither is Joe Biden. Breaking Biden is available now in hardcover, ebook, and audiobook read by the author. Alex Marlowe is the editor-in-chief of Breitbart News and a New York Times best-selling author. His new book, Breaking Biden, Exposing the Hidden Forces and Secret Money Machine Behind Joe Biden, His Family, and His Administration, is available now. You can follow Alex on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at @AlexMarlowe.